Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkissed Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkissedCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Sequence now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood. Land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, everybody, and this is Hollywood Connections, and I have got some amazing interviews from the International Christian Film Festival. We're on 3 FM, 3 AM, right here at the beautiful Tantalk radio station here in Clearwater, and this is actually the concierge segment, because I am a concierge, and then we also have miracle stories. We have a lot of miracle stories coming up next month as well. In the meantime, I do have a lot of people I want to thank. Number one, Cynthia over at Spec Eggtacular. Over in Clearwater Beach at 7700 South Gulf Boulevard. I want to tell you, if you're looking for the best breakfast in town, that is it. I'm telling you, tell Cynthia I said hello. And also, she's got other ones in Indian Rocks Beach, and the other one is off of Almerton, and her Belgian waffles are amazing. Oh my gosh, their whole array of food is amazing. I also want to thank Nick and Austin from Hertz Rent-A-Car for putting my flyers out for Sunkissed Charters. Poolside, Friendly Fun Fashion, all of these are at the Sand Key stores on Gulf Boulevard. Maggie Mays, Waterfront Sand Key. Mary Mouse of Sand Key, they're on Facebook and Instagram. Also, Mio's Grill Cafe, their Mediterranean-style restaurant, Greek and Turkish, vegan and gluten-free. Now, they did tell me, if I have a call-in later today, that you get 20% off, and I think I have a caller on the line, so that person, in a second, will get that 20% off. Also, we've got another Golden Nails. I want to thank them, Century 21, Jennifer Malone, and Sankey Realty, actually Julie Sageski, for putting our Sunkissed Flyers. And I do want to tell everybody, we have a 37-foot gorgeous boat Endeavor. It's $400 flat fee out in the Gulf of Mexico. Bring your own food, your own drinks. We have chips, water, and soda on board. And just come out for the experience. We've had so many people say it's life-changing. Captain Tom will even let you drive the boat, which is phenomenal, and learn about sailing. Also, you know, Sunkiss has a sandbar sister called Sandbar, and it is our 28-foot pontoon boat. Now, this is super cool. We just got our fishing license, so it's intercoastal, island hopping. It's about $15 extra for your bait, but it's $125 an hour, 2-hour minimum, up to 6 people, and there's restrooms on both, and they're also pet-friendly. So call 727-871-7788 or text that number and say, Sunkissed, I'm interested. And in the meantime, I have a caller. Actually, that first caller is going to get that 20% off over at San Key at one of the shops. And hello, you're live on the air.
Hi, Dawn. This is Mike Elliott speaking. How are you?
Mike Elliott, where are you calling from?
Merton, Wisconsin.
Mike Elliott, how are you?
I'm doing well. Just for all your listeners, the connection between Dawn and I, we went to high school together 45 years ago.
We did.
And one of the highlights, I was an athlete, and one of the highlights of playing sports was watching the band during halftime. But in front of the band, there was this gorgeous blonde lady twirling a baton. And she was just absolutely fantastic. It captivated the audience, and that was one of my highlights of playing sports.
Oh, Mike, you know, it's so funny. I remember going to the band leader, Mr. Lambert. I don't know if he's still alive anymore, but I remember he said, we're going to call you Whitnell's Golden Girl, and I want this sparkly gold outfit. And it's so funny.
Yeah.
I was learning fire batons at the time, and I said, well, during homecoming, can I twirl fire? And, of course, he said, no problem, but he said, I have to call the fire department out there just in case you lit the field on fire.
Oh, my God. So, unbelievable. Great memories.
Oh, it
great
is.
Memories.
Hey, I just found out we're going to have a reunion maybe in October. Did you see that?
I saw that, yeah, and I'm hoping to get to it. Hopefully, you can travel north here. Weather should be nice. So,
oh, exactly.
Hopefully.
Yeah, for sure. What a treat for you to call in the show. And if you ever get to Clearwater Beach, you're my guest on our sailboat or our pontoon boat with your family.
Oh, sounds great. Yeah, we spent a lot of time down in Florida during the wintertime. My mother-in-law had a place in Bonita Springs, and then my daughter went to Lynn University in Boca Raton.
Wow.
So we've got a lot of roots down there. So
that is amazing. Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you on the air with me. This is my passion. This is what I love doing. I've been on like for 40 years.
You know, and I saw you on Facebook. I said, I got to give that lady a call. I haven't heard from her in years. And yeah, just the baton twirling came to my mind right away, especially in that gold glitzy outfit. And I thought, oh God, I gotta stir up some memories there a little bit.
You sure did. I remember also when we did our pep rallies, I had two knives I would hook together and swing them, and people would lean way back and they go, whoa.
Yep, exactly.
And I'm still
twirling. All right, Dawn, well, listen.
Oh, Mike, I got to tell you.
Are you still twirling? Are you still twirling?
Well, you know, it's funny. Just real quick before I get into my interviews. During COVID, of course, I ordered two batons from Amazon, and I started to twirl in the house. My husband goes, oh, wow, you're really good. So, oh, I do miss that.
He should have seen you in your prime days.
I know. He's like, I wish I would have known you then. but I love you now.
it's a
pleasure, Mike. Yeah, you were an amazing football player.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, tell everybody back there, we'll see you hopefully in October or sooner.
All right. Sounds good, sweetheart. You take care of yourself.
Thanks, Mike.
Great job you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much. What a blessing that was. Wow, it's super cool. Bye, Mike.
All right.
A high school friend, football, and oh, gosh. So we have about 15 minutes. I'm going to be doing an hour show starting next week because the comic's going to take over this half hour. So I got to talk to Lola. I just text her. So we're going to be doing that, and I'll find out for you, Matt. So, Matt, when I was at the International Christian Film Festival, I was up for nomination for Best Talk Show Host.
All right.
But here's the thing.
Congratulations,
that,
by the way.
Thank you. And the guy that won the kids club, they, I guess, gave out 7,500 Bibles or something like that.
Whoa.
And it was just an amazing show. So I'm going to go to a couple of interviews. I did meet a gentleman that has a network, a TV network. And let's play that interview. We'll just go from the beginning. I'll pop back and just tell everybody what that interview is about. So enjoy the interviews from last week at the International Christian Film Festival. I'll be right back.
Hi, I want to tell you, I came to ICFF actually to meet you and bring my son here in the prayer room, and it has been amazing. And I was up for nomination, and I have been in my third year in a row and for talk show host and talk show. But this man, Barry, has an amazing opportunity for me as well as you, and tell him what you do.
Okay, so about 3 years ago, I founded Taken TV, which is a streaming service where can be found on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon, Fire Stick, and all the other mobile apps as well. And we have a really unique opportunity for content creators to come on and actually have their own channel with a lineup of other Christian content creators in a form of like a Pluto type channel. So everybody gets to feed off of everybody instead of somebody just kind of going out in space and trying to do it on their own. We actually get to work as the body of Christ of believers and able to work together to do something great.
Yeah. You know, I know people are going to ask me, like, how many viewerships do you have, or what kind of content? If there may be a Christian artist, can they do that as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, we are relaunching into this new the new platform. So right now, our audience is not that great, but we're building and building and building it. So, you know, I know God has good plans for it, and we're going to really see some great stuff coming in the future.
That's
absolutely.
True. When you give it to God, watch it. It just skyrockets. And I never hand my microphone over, only to him. Back in college, was never give your microphone away. But for you, I will. It's been a pleasure. How do they get in touch with you and see where they can send things over on your website?
Absolutely. The website is www.takennetwork.tv. Again, takennetwork.tv. Or they can reach me at barry@takennetwork.tv.
It's a pleasure, Barry. Thank you for being in charge of media here with ICFF. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll see you very soon.
Thank you, Dawn.
Bye.
That was super cool to meet him. And we're going on to the next interview. And my engineer is working on that now. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, a world classic Miss Sunshine State, interviewing here at ICFF. And I love this lady. She's been on my show, and she's got a book that she wrote. And tell me and my audience what this book is about and who you are.
Sure. My name is Rosalind Franken, and I'm the author of this wonderful book called Meant to Be, A True Story of Might, Miracles, and Triumph of the Human Spirit. And this little circle here, that's my gold award. It's a gold award-winning book that's being made into a movie because it's very exciting.
It's made into a movie.
It's being made into a movie. And it's a story of my mother who survived the concentration camps in Nazi Europe. She was 15 when she was taken from her home by the Nazis. She survived Auschwitz and had the number on her arm and the whole nine yards, so to speak. And my father was born in the former Dutch East Indies, now Indonesia, and he was 18, drafted into the Dutch Navy Air Force, captured by the Japanese. He was a prisoner of war and survived the Nagasaki atomic bomb. So in movie terms, it's like Schindler's List meets Unbroken. So
well, I have to get you on my new show called Miracle Stories, and that's definitely a miracle story as well. We're going to bring her back on the air very soon. And where can they buy this book?
They can buy it from my website at rosalynfranken.com, rosalynfranken.com, or Amazon, of course. So.
Super cool. So I have a quick question. What brought you to ICFF, and what has been the most enjoyable thing that you've enjoyed here?
That's easy. First of all, I was here last year, and so I came back again this year. And the most enjoyable thing was the networking. The people that I've been meeting have been amazing, amazing human beings. So helpful to me, so supportive. Everybody who hears about this, wanting to know how to get involved in the project. So it's very, very exciting.
Well, I'm super glad to have seen you. I was walking by. She's like, I know you. I'm like, I know you too. Oh my gosh. Well, we're here where the red carpet is about to start, and we will see you next year at ICFF, and look forward to having Rosalind on my show very soon.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody. God
Bye,
bless
everybody.
You.
Bye.
And on to the next interview. briefly at ICFF, the International Christian Film Festival, held in Orlando at the Wyndham Hotel.
Hi, Don Reese, 106.1 FM. I'm here with an amazing man from Buffalo, New York, where I've been there, and it's really cold. And tell me why you came to ICFF.
So first I came to ICFF for the experience and, of course, to make some connections. And I wanted to be amongst my tribe, right? It's so hard to find, like, so many Christians who are committed to God and who've given their gift to God or back to God. So I just wanted to come and be in the midst. Right.
That's amazing. So you have a show idea that you're coming here with Christian artists that you want to promote?
Yes, ma'am. So I have a show that I do in Buffalo called Life, Art, and Spirit. It's going to be online, but it's also locally. It's already broadcast in Buffalo. And basically, it's like a Christian showcase. Think of like Entertainment Tonight type thing, but for Christians. So the sole purpose of it is to make sure that Christian artists have access, right? Because that's one of the things that we're missing is access, right? The world doesn't know where they can find us all of the time. So I want to help to put us out there so people like myself who have family don't have to dig through a lot of trash to get the gold, right? So if they know where it's at, I can just give them that information.
So people around the world, if they want to get in touch with you, where do they call or they send an email to?
So my website is positivenationproductions.com, but you can reach me, Carl Bailey, at 716-310-9223, or you can email me at thepositive1777@gmail.com.
And there you go. You're a Christian artist. He's got a show. You're in New York. If not, then send him your material, and then you never know. You could be in Rochester, right?
Or Buffalo, yes.
Buffalo. Well, that's kind of further away.
Yeah.
Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, we're international, so wherever, right? But yeah, Buffalo, New York.
That's right. And we'll be back with more amazing people for Be Discovered. Bye, everybody. Bye.
And I think I have one more, right, Matt? Oh, two more. Okay, well, we have a few minutes. Let's go for that one.
I am back at ICFF as World's Classic Miss Sunshine State, and I'm here with an amazing woman. She's like, I know you. You're Dawn Reese, and I'm like, I know you too. Come on over here and tell everybody who you are.
Hi, I'm Lena.
That's right. Lena, tell everybody what you do.
I am a Christian pop singer.
That's right. And I haven't had you on my show yet, have I?
No, you have not.
Oh, my gosh. So we need to do that. I'm on 3 FM, 3 AM. Did you know that?
Awesome. No, I do now.
You do. So tell us a little bit about your music and where they can buy your music and what your website is.
Okay. Well, my website is lenaxoxo.com. And you can find me on iTunes and pretty much everywhere music's sold, Spotify and stuff like that for the online thing. And I've been working amazingly on country music. I got really big into country music, and I decided I was going to release an album. So I'm
good
working
for you.
On that. Yeah.
I have a lot of music producers and people that I know as well. You never know. We can pass that on. Can you do like a little snippet of your music, just a little a cappella for a minute?
Oh, sure.
Or a half a second.
I wake up every morning with a smile from ear to ear, pretending for a greater love that reminds me not to have any fear.
Wow. Let me ask you this. What brings you to ICFF this year?
Oh, wow. This year. Well, I was nominated for Best Performing Artist. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I got to perform, so that was really fun.
But I was nominated, too.
Yes, I know. I heard about that. Congratulations.
How did you do? Did they announce it yet?
They haven't announced it yet. At 8 o'clock.
Later.
We'll find out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, God bless. Speed ahead on that one.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
And, so who have you met that has been very inspirational to you here at ICFF?
Oh, wow. That's a loaded question. There are so many people. Of course, Cammie Arnett, our local, favorite here, has been great. Marty has been awesome. I got to meet Kevin Sorbo before.
Is Kevin here now?
He's not this time, no. But I heard Stephen Baldwin was here, so that was really cool.
Stephen Baldwin, yes.
Stephen Baldwin, yes. So that was really cool, but I didn't get a chance to meet him. Darn it, next time. But there are a lot of amazing people here, just even the behind-the-scenes people, the staff that's working here and everyone, and all the prayers that are going out in the prayer room over there.
That prayer really room great. Is so powerful. I got to tell you something real quick. The lady that was there praying over me, she was talking about a crown, that God has a crown for you in heaven. And she kept putting over me, because I feel a crown on your head. She just walked by. She goes, "You have a crown on your head." She goes, "I'm coming back to get interviewed by you."
She was testifying, all right?
She's like, "There's a crown on your head." I'm Dawn Reese, and we'll be back with more amazing talent, and I can't wait to get you on my radio show.
Awesome. Thank you. I look forward to it.
Yes, for sure. We'll be back with more amazing interviews. All right. So I was going to play the next one, Nick Cortez, but I think I'm going to get him on live because I think I had a little audio problem with that one. And let me just tell you about Nick. He actually is a music producer, and he produces artists, and I'm going to bring him in the studio, and we're probably going to do a talent search, and he'll listen to some of the artists when I have the hour show starting next week, and I'll keep you posted on that. And he actually won Best Music Composer and a score at the Christian Film Festival last year as well, and then he won with the Kids Club, as I know that he produced their score for their show as well. So I know I have 3 minutes left, and I want to thank you so much for joining. If you have a miracle story, and I just have to tell everybody this, I started my miracle stories because 20 months ago, my son that was 34 passed away, and I had to get through the grieving process, and that was a very big one on me. And people were sending me books that they died and went to heaven, and telling me how gorgeous heaven was, and the paradise, and what they saw, what God told them to tell everybody when they came back to earth. So I still have a stack of those books that I'm still reading. And if you have a miracle story that's inspirational, it doesn't mean that you have to die and went to heaven. As long as it's inspirational, that you can influence somebody else's life, and that whatever you went through, how did you get through it? So that's Miracle Stories. Now, Hollywood Connections is a takeoff. That was my main show. And it brings in producers, agents, casting directors, get you connected in show business. I don't promise anything. I do open the door of opportunity. And I do have beauty queen reporters that have gone on to have their own shows, their own networks. And I have Teresa in California that's still with me, beauty queen reporter. And if you'd like to try out to be a beauty queen reporter of all ages, it's a different kind of pageant system. And you would call 727-871-7788, our production line. And you audition. And if you are selected, you would get a sash and crown and to represent your state, city, or country. And you may have your own half-hour show with me. And I train you and get you where the other ladies have gone, as they have just skyrocketed. It's kind of like, you know, with a mother bird says, you know, fly. That's how it is with my other beauty queens. And I've said, okay, it's time to go. Or they say, hey, I'm onward and outward, and they are on their way to other adventures in their life. And I just wish them much success as well. So we have two more minutes, and I'm very excited to let you know that I do want to say the owner, I said Nick over at Backwaters, he told me they have many good specials in San Key. He has a prime rib night, but I also heard they have the best French onion soup over there on San Key, and I'm going to have to definitely try that one out. So anyways, thank you everyone for joining tonight, and look forward. I'll let you know on the new time coming up very soon. Lola, if you're listening, the guys won an hour show, the comics, and they're very funny, so stay tuned for Stand Up for News. These guys are amazing. They're funny. They're doing comedy shows all over. They're trying to get me back on stage, and I've got to do that. But I tell them, how do you get up in the morning? Because I sleep till 11 if I'm up with you guys. Anyways, I'm Dawn Reese. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life, and watch what happens. And Mike Elliott, it is a pleasure and an honor to have you on my show tonight, just to reminisce from our old days in high school. And you just brought me back football, rah-rah, and the twirling days. It's an honor to have you on. Again, everybody, thank you for joining. I'll keep you posted on 9 next time. God bless you.